The governor's office was already projecting a drop in state tax revenue over the next couple of years, but based on April's numbers, Doyle says it looks like that drop will be even sharper, or as much as $1.5 billion worse than expected. That's in addition to the $5 billion budget shortfall the governor and lawmakers were already in the process of tackling. Doyle says it means deep cuts will be needed.
Everyone is paying the price and suffering on some level. Here in Wisconsin, we are facing tougher choices than ever about what level of state services we can sustain at a time when people need them the most.
The cuts the governor announced yesterday would hit both state and university employees. They'd be forced to take 8 unpaid days of leave in each of the next 2 years. Those furloughs would amount to a 3% pay cut. Non-union employees would also have to forego a 2% raise that was scheduled to take effect in June. Union employees would get to keep the raise, but the governor gave them an ultimatum.
If the unions choose to forego the 2%, we could avoid layoffs of an estimated 400 people.
Even if the union goes along with the governor and forgoes its raise, Doyle says another 700 employees could still be laid off as part of a 5% cut he's proposing across state agencies. Those moves would still leave the bulk of the new budget shortfall untouched, which means other areas of government, like shared revenue for cities and counties, could be hit with big cuts. Doyle says he won't propose any new tax increases to fill the hole, but he won't rule out going along with tax increases that passed the legislature. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.